What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
It's been weeks since I got down here. My life feels like it belongs to someone else. I want to find the answers, but what if I never see It stops there, Cybot. And the page is ripped. Was she writing Brinley? Did I have something to do with all of this?
It appears that many of the pages have been ripped out of your mother's journal.
By who?
Whom?
I told you not to do that. It sounds like she came down here to investigate, but why? I mean, what was her job?
Was she a cop?
My dad didn't say anything like that. Who is it?
Hey, Rumi. It's me.
Remy?
Ooh, cool oasis. Are those clarinets?
They're oboes.
What's the difference?
Seriously?
Sorry. Let's start over. You didn't come back to the room last night.
Yeah, I was busy.
Busy investigating, no doubt.
Yeah. Listen, after you and Penn made it out of the caves...
We went back to the surface, and then he started with that weird, the door, it opens, it closes stuff. And then his mom showed up and I took off.
Smart move. Otherwise, you might have been taking a one-way trip with that gator.
Huh?
Huh is the proper response to everything that's happening here. But I need your help.
Ooh, I've been waiting for this. What do you need me to do? Go back to the caves? Scout that weird building on the other side of the island?
I need you to spy on Penn and Dr. Solstice.
Spy on them? But isn't Penn our friend?
All I know is that when I get close to him, my memories are just a memory.
He turns your brain to mush, I know.
Which means I have to keep my distance.
But my memory is already gone, so it's safe, I guess.
Exactly. Listen, I don't know you very well, Remy. It was only a couple of days ago that Casey was my roommate. You seem like maybe you're a goody two-shoes.
I'm on it, Brinley.
Yeah?
It's what I do, I think.
Brinley, can I suggest that Remy takes me along with her? I can amplify the sounds and maybe even record what I'm hearing.
I get to go on a mission with Cybot?
I don't know.
What's the matter, Brinley? Jealous?
No, I... Fine. Enjoy your mission. I'm going to see if I can place a phone call now that the storm has passed.
Ready, Cybot?
Ready, Remy.
Okay, let's go spy! Hey, new catchphrase alert!
Okay, Oasis computer. Can you get me an outside line to Monica Anders?
Question.
What is it, Cybot?
If you find out you are from a different universe, how will that make you feel?
Well, to be honest, I'm not sure. I mean, it would be nice to know where I came from. Like, did I have a mom and a dad, a sister, or a brother?
Remy?
Sorry, when I said brother, I had this flash.
Like a memory?
Maybe? It's Dr. Solstice and Penn. They're in the garden, right on the other side of this fence.
Shall I amplify?
Please.
Mama, did something happen last night?
You mean besides the storm that did all of this damage?
No, it's just I don't remember getting home.
No surprise there.
With Brindley.
Well,
I told you not to get involved with that girl.
Brinley is gonna love this.
What happened?
Nothing happened. Do you understand? You're lucky I found you when I did. You were sleepwalking again.
But I don't remember going to sleep.
Because you didn't go to sleep.
You don't trust me.
I do. Of course I do.
Go grab the garbage bags from under the sink. We have a cleaning up to do. Headmaster, how are you? Yes, I do have an update. They found the journal. No, as far as I know, the Pasternak girl still has it. Yes, I'll bring her in for a meeting. I understand, ma'am.
Ma'am? The headmaster is a woman!
Smells like bacon. Bertie, are you cooking breakfast?
Morning, Dr. A. How'd you sleep?
Bruce? When did you get home?
Last night. I was doing some work out back. I saw you and Cyrus come in, but you both looked really tired, so I figured I wouldn't disturb you.
Were you down here all night preparing this meal?
Least I could do after I've been out of commission.
Mom, that smells amazing.
Bruce? I'm getting that reaction a lot. Hey, Cyrus, can I get you some freshly squeezed juice?
What did I miss?
Not really sure.
Hey, guys, spoiler alert, Bruce is back.
I can see that.
And he's Bruce. Not you, Bruce. Can't you tell when I'm talking to you by now?
I'm sorry. How did this happen?
Honestly, I thought you all could tell me.
We think he just rebooted and boom, he was back. And don't worry, I gave him the Adam test.
What's the Adam test?
I yelled at Adam to see if he'd turn his head, and he didn't budge. Also, I said mermaids are better than robots, and he didn't even get mad at all.
We're all special in our own way, right?
Well, that definitely sounds more Bruce than Adam.
Listen, everyone, sit down and eat up, because we have a lot to do. We've got to come up with a plan to rescue Brinley and a plan to get Mr. Anders out of jail.
And a plan to find Delphine.
Delphine? What about her?
Casey remembered that she's the one who ran her over in the stairwell. The one who injected Cyrus.
I got it. Oh, it's you.
Well, hello to you too, Bertie.
What are you doing here?
I invited her over. Did you eat breakfast, Casey?
No, and I'm starving. This is all so good. Delicious!
Wow.
Cyrus, can you pass the waffles?
When was the last time you ate?
And the juice?
Ugh, take a breath, why don't you? It's like we let a wild animal into the kitchen.
Sorry, it's just so good. I never get to eat like this. Thank you all so much for inviting me. You really made me feel like part of the family.
Let's not go too far.
We want you to feel welcome.
But not too welcome. I mean, this is just a temp job for now.
Well, I hope it'll become permanent.
We all have hopes, Casey, but...
Mom.
That's your phone, Dr. Anders. I'll get it.
Let's just remember who's in charge here.
Don't be rude, Bird. Casey is our guest. She's helped us a lot over the last week.
Hello? Dr. Monica Anders' phone.
Hello? Who the heck is this?
GZM shows Imagination Amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.